up, y'all? It is Mike Pearson. It's time for another recap show. We're talking The Walking Dead. It's Monday night, and I'm not by myself, y'all. No, I have my lady friends with me. I have my lady friends. all the way from that side over here, I got Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
And all the way over here, I got Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
I'm good, Mike. How about you?
I got Chick-fil-A. I can smell it in the other room right now, so I'm ready to dive on in. and normally we have Jesus, but of course, he's all Hollywood's like, I'm not going to be on the call because I got invited to the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2's premiere. So he's going to be over there hanging out, but he did send me his notes. I have not read them, ladies. Did he put y'all on there? I didn't even notice.
No.
Okay, so no. You don't know what he has to say. Okay, cool. And I know that you guys held the fort last week. Two episodes, y'all did y'all's thing. And kudos, not totally bad. and when I say totally bad, I mean, I haven't listened to last week's episode, but the week with the Morgan episode, the one that y'all two, obviously, dude, I was listening to y'all's recap. Y'all really hated that episode, didn't y'all?
Oh, my God, no.
It was too long, your attention span. You're like, I could only do 20 minutes, and that's it. Blah, blah, blah. But people, if you want to check out the past two reviews, the girls did them with Jesus, and they're quite interesting. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about Sunday night's episode, Always Accountable. And I have my notes here, and we're going to talk about some of the points, go through Jesus' email, and that's pretty much it. I got to jump right into it because people on the internet, on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm pretty sure y'all probably too, y'all probably text each other. You're like, oh my God, is it Glenn on the walkie-talkie? that's the talk. Everybody's like, oh my God.
That's exactly what we did, too.
I knew it.
He literally sent that to me.
I knew y'all were going to do that. Didn't even.
At least we didn't go on social media and do it. We tried not to spoil it for you.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
No, I was waiting for y'all. Well, once I started, was going to start watching, I just turned my phone upside down. And I'm like, I'm not even getting online. I'm not getting it. But as soon as I was watching, I was like, I bet you these two girls fucking called each other, text each other. Like, who cares about the episode? Who cares about the episode? So I have to ask y'all, do y'all think it's Glenn?
I hope it is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but see, I saw something online that Norman Reedus says it's not, but I'm like, he kind of has to say it's not, because then he would ruin it.
No, it's not right. Him. It didn't sound like him. Brancy?
I don't know if it's him or not.
Okay, you know what?
That would be nice, but I don't think it's probable.
It's so typical of you two, because y'all are such big fans of Glenn that y'all just want to keep the candle lit, the hope alive.
I just said it's not probable, okay?
So if you had to pick yes or no, if you had to go into battle and debate with somebody, what would you say?
I'd say it's probably not him.
Oh God, I swear to God. Can you hold it up? Kristen?
I'm going to be naive and say yes, it is him.
Oh my God. It's totally not him. Because he sounds like a squeaky white guy. That's not an Asian voice. I know Asian voice. I have Asian friends. And I don't think that's him. But the internet exploded. They were just like, it's Glenn. We knew it. I was like, nope. Nope. I was on Instagram. I was like, just leaving comments on everybody. I was like, nope, not him.
But see, I didn't say, oh my God, it's Glenn. I said, was that Glenn?
real.
So whatever.
Whatever. Listen. All right. So let's talk about Daryl. What do you think? What was going through? I mean, before y'all started watching this episode, I'm not going to lie, the editing of AMC, the talks of the town, everybody's like, Daryl's going to be in trouble. Daryl's going to be in trouble. Did it live up to that hypeness for y'all?
I don't think it was as nerve-wracking as the preview.
The preview was definitely nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So did y'all, I mean, did you think he was going to die? What's going on here? What is going on here? Are y'all there? Let's see what's going on. This is so weird. On hold. Hang up that up. Hello? Oh my God, it's so weird. Hello? Okay, people. This is real life stuff here. Let's see here. I'm gonna take that off hold. Hello? Hello? So weird. People, this is real life here. I don't know what happened to the girls. Are y'all still there?
Yeah. What happened?
That was weird.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was just me.
No, that was weird. People, I apologize. No, all of a sudden, everything just started ringing, and I was trying to hang up on. Well, that was so weird. All right.
Paranormal activity.
There it is. Is it Jesus? EVP.
He's haunting the podcast.
Jesus is like, I'm going to be on it no matter what. But yeah, okay, so let's go. Going back to Daryl. So I mean, yeah, the preview was it was you know, on the edge of your seat. And then what happens to Daryl, he goes through a bunch of crap. When y'all are watching, because y'all are big fans of Daryl, so am I. Were y'all worried at all about Daryl's situation with these idiots?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
Only because those people were clearly off the hinges.
Yeah, they were kind
of. I mean, I didn't think he was going to be, like, I knew he was going to, you know, be Daryl.
Oh, God. Be Daryl. Just make a t-shirt that. But there you go, Kristen.
Be Daryl.
Be Daryl.
I want it. I want it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so what did y'all think? What did y'all think about the three individuals, the two girls and the guy?
Just stupid all around.
Yeah.
Right? I would agree with y'all. I was waiting. Wait, hold on. Did y'all really like this episode?
Not really.
I knew it. I knew it. Brancy, you're the same way, right?
I mean, it was okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't as great as last week's, but.
Or the Morgan episode.
F that one.
Okay, hold on a second. So let me ask y'all, okay? This episode, did y'all like this episode better or the Morgan episode? Be honest.
Well, this one was shorter.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I didn't have a problem with the Morgan episode. It's just that nothing, like, it was just that. I didn't think
That's
it should have been an
point.
Hour and a half.
It needed to be an hour and a half. It had to go into details.
I wouldn't have even liked this one if it was an hour and a half, because even if Daryl was in it, I wouldn't have liked it. There was not a lot going on.
Well, I would have to agree with
Sasha and Abraham. Come on. You know what, though? The preview showed Daryl like, oh, my God, this whole episode was going to be about Daryl.
Right.
And then somebody was tweeting. I think it was you. Mm-hmm. You tweeted something and put the hashtag TWD. And it had like the little icon that looked like a ginger.
Yeah, it was a little ginger.
And I was like, oh, shit, this episode is going to be more about Abraham. So yeah. The little icon spoiled it for me.
Wow. You're like a little detective. That right there, you're like
Twitter icon.
I know. She's like, oh, it's gonna suck. It's emojicon right there, a beard and everything else.
No, I didn't say it was gonna suck. I just said it wasn't gonna be about Daryl.
Did you not just hear yourselves just right now? It's hilarious. And people tuning into the show, these two girls swear up and down they don't hate this episode as much as they do. But if you listen to both recaps, and just listen to this one and listen to the Morgan episode recap that they did. Y'all really did hate the episode. I don't understand why y'all just don't say you hate it.
No, I did not hate the episode. I hated the length of the episode.
Okay,
the pacing was just weird.
Stop it, Brancy. Brancy, so did you not feel this episode either?
No, I didn't have a problem with this episode, actually. So
you liked it?
Hush, Mike.
So you... Yeah. Really?
I just didn't, like, love it.
Jeez. Do y'all hear yourselves? Y'all are, like, so backpedaling so much.
No, we're not.
That is not backpedaling. I stand by that statement.
Well, you know, for me, I would believe it or not, I would have to agree with y'all ladies on this episode. It wasn't that great.
You see? So he's talking shit.
No, because, see, because I can admit it. Y'all are like, they had really nice trees, and then the motorcycle was nice. And
no, you see, you twist our words.
And
twist our words.
If anybody's listening to this, one or two people, okay, they're going to see you going, you know what? Mike has the balls to speak the truth. The girls, lily galley around everything. So,
okay, but we have no balls when we say the Morgan episode was too long. Okay.
Yeah, but that's not a good reason. You shouldn't – hold on. That is not a good reason to not like an episode because the length of an episode.
Yeah, but we never said we didn't like it.
Have you listened to it? Did you listen? The first 3 minutes of y'all's recap, Jesus says something, you're like, wow.
I think I was PMSing.
That's
my excuse. Yeah,
blame your vagina that you didn't like this episode. That episode. Well, either way, okay. But no, I totally agree with you. I mean, even my wife and I were watching it, and we were like, because you know, I was hoping it was going to be more Daryl, and it wasn't as. Yeah, they tricked us, and I can't stand Sasha, and the whole Abraham Sasha thing, and even my wife brought up. I don't know if you guys saw it, and when she brought it up, I was like, yeah, you're right. It's like, she was like, I wonder if we're going to have to be going through this every time with Abraham. And I go, what do you mean? She's like, didn't he have an epiphany last time? Like, didn't he, like, he was cool, then got crazy. And then when he found Eugene, he got cool. And then all of a sudden, Reggie dies. He's cool, and then Reggie dies. He goes crazy. Then all of a sudden, he puts on a suit and has an epiphany. And now he wants to get down and dirty and hook up with Sasha. Isn't that like a repeat of the same thing that happened before? Do y'all see that, or are we just smoking crack?
No, I see it.
Yeah,
I didn't notice it like immediately, but now that you say that, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, because she was like, is this all his character's going to be? It's just like, he's just going to go crazy, and then something's going to bring him back. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Your wife is awesome, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, come
Hello.
On.
I picked her. Hello. but okay, so what did y'all think about that whole hooking up? Sasha and Abraham comes in, he's like, hey, a man knows.
Gross.
Really? So you're not
not.
You don't think they make a cute couple?
No.
So you don't want to see them hooking up?
No, not so much.
Yeah, I was a little pissed off and a little down at Abraham just for the fact that Rosita is 10 times hotter and cooler than Sasha. Seriously, if you had come on, Brancy. Okay, imagine if you had a penis, Brancy. Would you pick Sasha?
Yeah, Brancy. Or
would you pick Rosita? Who would you pick?
Well, I mean, I'd pick Rosita, but I'm still
saying. Thank you!
Well, that's just because Sasha's annoying.
Yeah, but Mike, why would we have to imagine that we had a penis? Why couldn't we just say we would pick Rosita? Because I would.
Right?
I don't have to imagine I have a penis.
I didn't know if you wanted everybody to know your business that you like guys and girls, Kristen. I was just trying to.
Listen, that does not mean anything. See, guys.
I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you.
That's not helping me.
It is. You've been single for like 15 years.
I play for one team.
Where are we going with this?
You started this.
I didn't even hold on, Brancy. All I said was, Brancy, imagine you having a penis, and Miss over there got offended because, like, why didn't you give me a penis, Mike? Why didn't you give me a penis? I wanted a penis.
Listen,
too.
I answered the question, no problem.
I know.
That's not what happened. That is not what happened.
Oh my gosh, this show is going crazy here. So I think all three of us agree we do not like Abraham. Dropping Rosita for Sasha. I did say something though to my wife though. Even though I hate Sasha, you gotta admit she's got the group's back no matter what. She's hardcore, and that's the one thing that I was like, because if Rick needs something, or you know, she was the one that said, "We're not going in. We're not gonna leave Daryl. He's gonna come back. I'm gonna leave a little Dixon note on the door." You know, and that's true, because then Daryl would be by himself. And then, you know, so I do want her dead already. And then the whole Abraham thing, I agree. That whole story just dragged. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on with these two? But yeah, Daryl, do you think that is going to be the last we see of the they stole his crossbow, for Christ's sakes. Is that going to be it, you think? Do you think that's it?
I don't think so.
I think that's who's on the walkie-talkie. Is white boy.
That's what I was thinking.
See? Kristen, go ahead. It's Glenn, right?
Whatever. It's Glenn.
Oh, God. I thought while I was watching this episode, I was like, it's cool because we finally get to see what happened to Daryl, even though you tricked me thinking that it was going to be more intense. They did have some cool zombies, the Swamp Thing zombie coming out of there, and that motorcycle. Was it a motorcycle with the helmet? With the one that Daryl was laying next to? Is that a person in a motorcycle helmet?
I don't know. I was looking at that like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, that was kind of
like
a
fly.
Just like
a
head thing.
Well, at first I thought it was like a midget with a helmet. I was like, is that guy a midget? That's a midget zombie. And then I kind of looked at the picture. I was like, okay, it's kind of a bigger thing there. So we had the Swamp Thing, and then we had the cool glass zombies. What was her name? Tina? The stupid snatch face that got eaten, which I'm glad. The girl, the insulin girl.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even remember her real name.
Wow! Y'all didn't care, huh?
No, not so much.
No, I knew her ass was gonna die. I mean, come on.
I'm sure y'all had notes, and then all of a sudden y'all were like, okay, we got our notes. Yeah, I got our notes. I'm ready for tomorrow's show. And all of a sudden, help! Oh my God, it's Glenn! Glenn, it's Glenn! And then y'all just drop.
No, that's not what happened.
Y'all drop everything.
It's not what happened.
Whatever. I know y'all.
False.
Yeah. Let's go to Jesus's notes. I'm curious to see what this guy thinks. Walking Dead is what he called it. Although I don't like Daryl, I really
enjoy... There we go. Already I'm done.
I know, right? Although I don't like Daryl, I really enjoyed seeing him be more than just the tough guy in this episode. The quote-unquote, you will be, after they said, in quote-unquote, I'm sorry, was a nice touch. I can't wait to see what he does when he catches up to them. Oh, yeah. So many things that made this episode good, even if it was a bit slow. Oh, he's trying to copy us. Sasha gets a taste of what she's been like. True. I think she's confused and unsure of what's going on and is finally beginning to see how stupid she's been. Abraham is losing it. Not sure what that yelling at the zombie was all about. Is he going to end up going against Rick? Okay, now let's stop there for a second. Is he going to go up against Rick? Why would he say that?
I don't know.
Do you see anything? Am I missing something?
No. I don't see why he would.
Jesus, you're making no sense. You're embarrassing us, Jesus. The next one.
If he's trying to pull some comic shit, I'm done.
You know what? That's what he probably is. What plans do y'all think she's got? Okay, is he going to go against Rick? And what plans do y'all think she's got? Who's he talking about?
No idea.
Maybe he's got?
Who is she?
I don't know who she's got. Maybe he means Abraham, and I don't sense any type of thing.
Plan.
Yeah, no. Jesus, what are you doing? Overall, 10 out of 10, definitely left off with many questions, but it kept my attention. You know what? I didn't see watching this episode, I didn't think it was like a riddle episode. It was very simple and which y'all call, you girls call this on the VRO, a filler episode. That's what I kind of saw this.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You know, so I know we got two more episodes. I'm looking at my notes here. Two more episodes, and this coming up weekend, heads up. And then on November 29th, we got something called Start to Finish. And then we take a break. I did my notes this time, unlike how y'all just left me thinking we were already in finale break. and then we get a return in Valentine's. So... But Jesus, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see anything. I know that he mentioned something about Rick, but I thought he was giving Rick a pat on the back. Like, I know stuff's going on over there, but it's getting seriously kicked in the ass. It's getting taken care of. So I think he was giving props to Rick. That's what I gathered. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is not here, so let me go ahead and delete this email. Let's pretend it doesn't exist. All right.
Especially because he opens with, I don't like Daryl.
I know. And that's,
I know.
That.
And, oh, it said, although I don't like Daryl, in parentheses, tough shit, Kristen, you can suck a balls. I don't know what that means. Wow, Jesus. I didn't want to actually bring that up, but, you know, what the hell, why not?
I know my favorite part is that he says he doesn't like Daryl because he's trying to be too tough, but he likes the fact that he says they're going to be sorry.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right?
That's the favorite part of the email.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I think Jesus secretly has a thing for Daryl.
Yeah, that's he just wants to go against everybody else.
That's what I think it is. I think he has a thing for him, the leather, the bike, and then he's just like, oh, stupid. And then he's got like... I heart Daryl.
Heart eyes.
Right?
He wants that shirt. Be Daryl.
There it is. So he gives this episode a 10 out of 10. What do you give it, Brancy? Shit. Here we go.
Like, shut up. Like, I don't know. Like a 7.
Okay, no. Okay, now if I wasn't here on this call and it was Jesus, what would you really give it?
A 7.
Liar. Liar. Kristen?
A 7.
See?
Just the way you said it. It sounded like you had a burp or you were like, seven, like you were going to throw up or something.
I was.
I know. So it's really like a 5.
What? No, 7.
Seriously.
7 because Daryl saved it.
God. Jesus.
I deducted a point for Abraham acting stupid.
Oh, Abraham. He's a dum-dum. All right. All right. So I'm for me, let me see here. Jesus gave it a 10, even though he hates Daryl. He gave this episode a 10. Didn't understand Abraham and Sasha's point, but he gave it a 10. I don't know. What has he been drinking? He always drinks before he goes to these premieres. I don't know what he's thinking there. I don't see a 10 there. No. I see y'all gave it a 7. I would probably have to agree with y'all. I can't believe I'm saying that. But someone's got to take the lead y'all. So 7 out of 7. 7 for you, 7 for me. Jesus, a 10. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Something wrong there.
There is something definitely wrong there. Jesus, you need Jesus. Okay, that's it. I think we're done, right? Did I leave anything out? Are y'all good? Anything else you want to get off your chest for about the Morgan episode? Here's your chance.
Wait, you know, I saw something online about that guy. I don't know what the guy's name was.
Wade.
That was with Daryl.
Oh, no. They didn't show the guy. You mean the guy that held him captive?
Yeah.
They didn't. They never said his name.
Yeah, because you know the other guys that rolled up on them and they never showed their face?
Wade.
Well, the one guy that was talking?
Wade's crew.
Wade. Yeah. But they were saying, you know how twice in this episode, that guy that had Daryl was saying something about we're not going to kneel or something?
Right.
And I saw online somebody was asking if that's going to be something to do with that particular group.
Right.
Like if they're going to show them again something about the kneeling.
Well, I read something up because I saw something online where it was talking about, was this the group, what's his name, Negan? Is that his name? Negan?
Negan.
Negan, right? That if he's part of this group, if this was the group that was coming, Wade was in charge to find the deserters, which were these people here. So, yeah, I don't know if, but they didn't really say anything. They were like, is this the group? But I don't know. You know, I don't know if that's going to – and that's what I'm waiting for because if Glenn – I personally – and I'll tell you right now, I think Glenn is still alive. But I'm wondering because Negan is supposed to – he's the one that's supposed to
kill him.
I didn't say it. I didn't spoil it. Way to go, Kristen.
it's all over the place and it hasn't happened. It was supposed to have happened already and it hasn't. So
dude,
that's not a spoiler.
Princess, she's just like Jesus.
I don't read the comics. What? I've never read the comics. I am not like Jesus.
You just said the C word.
But I've read them. That's different.
We got to go now before Kristen ruins the whole damn season.
In the comics.
I don't like Daryl, but in the comics.
The comics, Daryl doesn't exist.
I know. All right, I think we're done. We'll be back next week, next Monday night, to discuss more of The Walking Dead. And I'm sure Jesus will be with us to give us more of his knowledge of things that he sees that we don't see. Kristen, let everybody know how they can find you on the internet.
According to Kristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, and on Facebook at According to Kristen.
Sweet. Brancy, what do you got?
It is VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
When are you going to start a blog, Brancy, or a Tumblr page? So people want to find you. They want to know who you are.
Okay.
I got like two emails. They're like, Brancy sounds hot. How can I stalk? And I was like, you can stalk her on Twitter. That's pretty much it.
Oh, my.
Well, I'm saying. You know what? Maybe Kristen and Brancy, y'all should team up and you should write stuff for Kristen's blog also.
Yeah, Brancy.
You never asked me to, Kristen.
Okay, we'll do it.
Wow. I just made a love connection. So awesome.
Well, we are Daryl and Carol, so.
Yeah.
Which one's Daryl?
Me. Okay.
She is.
I knew it. You were jealous because I didn't give you, you were jealous because I didn't give you a penis, Kristen. I knew it now.
Oh, not.
It's cool. Kristen, it's totally cool. I have a penis too. I get it. If you want to find me, people, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy, and like me on Facebook at iWatchMike. That is it. And don't forget, check out our AudioBoom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Not only do we do this show, we've done The Fear of the Walking Dead, Season 1, so we got our reviews there, all the shows that we've done, plus other shows as well. And I know Variety Radio Online has an Audio Boom channel as well. I know you girls do stuff. I know, Brancy, you're doing, American Horror Story and Supernatural, correct?
Yep. That's correct.
So if you're a fan of those shows, check it out. And then Kristen, I think you did have some hosts with you, but they sold you out, and now you're doing The Vampire Diaries by yourself with a squirrel. Didn't you tell me you were doing a squirrel and your kitten? You got a kitten there that just kind of meows in the background. So you're doing Vampire Diaries, the original, and the originals, and what else are you doing?
That's it for right now.
Okay, cool. Branson, we might have to become her friends and help her.
Become my friends?
Yeah. Branson, become your friends.
As opposed to...
We're not really your friends right now.
We're not friends. We're just coworkers.
That's exactly what it is.